We're sitting here at the bar at the Marriott Courtyard. Scott's having a White Russian. I'm having an extra dry absolute martini. Up, Phillips.
Indeed.
The way they make these extra dry martinis here is by putting vermouth in the glass, swirling it around and tossing it out. That seems reasonable to me.
We're about to spend $1 advertising the unknown on a paper pumpkin.
Which we did previously at the Embassy Tavern in Urbana, Illinois. I'm sure probably not too many people bothered to write down our URL on a cocktail napkin and take it home and plug it into their browser, but...
But it's the thought that counts, and if Coover sees this, he'll have a good chuckle.
And there are, Coover's staying here. There's other digital artists here. Looks like someone named Jim M. has pretty much cleaned up there.
Jim M. is crazy about childhood cancer and fighting it.
$5, looks like. There's Dina. Do you think that's Dina Larson?
I don't think Dina Larson was able to attend, unfortunately.
She might have been here before.
That is possible.
Doing research, maybe.
Atlanta is a hotbed of some kind.
It's a big city. It's an exciting city, a fast city, cosmopolitan.
The architecture is awful.
Well, there might be a few good buildings, but...
Well...
Perplexing?
Postmodern?
It's eclectic.
Eclectic.
Very good. Eclectic, that's fair.
Are you a native Atlantan?
On the record.
We like it here. Atlanta's been good to us so far.
For the most part.
Yeah.
Other than the pavement.
Give or take a few drunken Australian soccer zealots who led us on nightmare tours of, what was that, Buckhead?
Buckhead.
We went to Buckhead last night, and that was difficult.
Yeah, I tend to stay away from
that. Bars are open late.
It's one of those things, you've seen it once, you've seen it a dozen times.
So. Yeah.
Seems sort of like Mardi Gras last night. Or Las Vegas. It's like a whole neighborhood.
It was a mini Vegas.
The whole neighborhood
without
given to
gambling.
Partying.
Prostitutes and all things that make Vegas famous.
Don't think I rented any prostitutes. Those, a woman did.
Remember that woman who was grinding?
I did get ground.
I think she was probably a prostitute.
That was awkward. I didn't know what to do. I was unable to enjoy that.
It's always more fun if you know it's coming.
Yeah. No, and I don't mind. What's your name? I wasn't talking to you. I was telling my stories last night to the tape recorder. We hope you don't mind. We're documenting this.
We're going to put it on a website.
Yeah.
We're going to have your comments about the architecture in Atlanta being eclectic. Broadcast it on the web.
We looked at some neat architecture. Midtown.
What's that?
I said Buckhead and Midtown have some pretty good. Downtown has some historic architectures.
We did see a real nice old church somewhere downtown.
I actually like the one with the weird steeples, the sort of glass. It's like brown and black.
It's up just up the street, up North Avenue.
Yeah, it's got these sort of weird gothic steeple-like things shooting off.
Can we see that from our balcony?
I think we can. Yeah.
We'll have to admire that later.
A little champagne.
I think that's in order.
All right.
Should be well chilled by now.
But let's get up and make those early morning panels this time.
Definitely. Let's at least also make sure that they have an internet connection where we're supposed to do our thing, because that could make the difference between it being great and not happening at all.
Yeah, that could present problems.
We're going to be good tomorrow, though. I think the energy is going
to
be good.
Yeah, I think we'll have a pretty decent audience, thanks to Coover.
What?
Take the background noise out.
What about the background noise?
Take the background noise out.
Oh no, we leave it in. It gives it character.
Which noise are you referring to?
TV.
Oh, yeah, take out the TV, but you should make a lot of noise cleaning up the bar. Make the audio much richer.
Okay.
Thank you.
beautiful drive, though.
A very beautiful drive through the Cumberland Valley.
Cumberland Gap.
Cumberland Gap, God's country. Some lovely trees. I'm looking forward to seeing that again.
And we will.
And this time we'll be listening to Coover.
I think Indiana will be kind of a pain this time around.
I expect we'll be fairly cranky by that point.
Yeah.
That beltway is never pleasant.
No, the beltway is not good.
Even when the traffic cooperates and...
I actually prefer Atlanta to Indianapolis.
Oh, me too. My only experience in Indianapolis was a Red Hot Chili Peppers concert where I was ruthlessly moshed in the mosh pit by people who were slamming into me without even paying attention to the rhythm of the music. And then afterward, I got somebody tried to start a fight with me because I was leaning on their car. And the Red Hot Chili Peppers, they had a couple good moments, but it was generally a very creepy show because they kept dragging teenage girls up on stage and taking them backstage.
You think to maybe read them a little Kafka?
We can always hope.